thing.
Extracurricular, nothing in particular.
I forget. Well, shit. Yeah,
why not? Extracurricular, nothing in particular.
Miller Seymour Hoffman.
Ooh. What was the name of the principal in Breakfast Club?
I don't remember.
Oh, man.
Remember?
And it's only it up, fucking shitty because I just watched it like a couple months ago.
Did you?
He's fronting. He watches it like every other day.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. When I was growing up, they used to play it on TBS like every morning.
I cried that shit. I don't give a fuck.
What part?
Don't you forget about me.
Fucking. Carton of smokes, right, Toby.
Right
now,
after the
smoke
fist pump.
Let's guess here, alright? Now.
We'll guess. We're gonna
like, what's
guess.
The
well, now, here's what we'll do. We'll guess first letter, then we'll kind of go from there.
What?
And then.
Well, oh, the principal's name? Okay. Oh, I thought we were guessing when you cried in Breakfast Club.
Oh! No, the whole thing. Like opening.
Yeah,
sequence.
That's an entirety.
Yeah, the,
well,
the,
no,
the
that's,
opening.
That's
sequence.
After.
He's,
that's
he's
after everyone starts talking about their actual personal.
What's the
life.
Funniest part in Breakfast Club, and what's the most sentimental part?
There is no funny part. It's all sentimental.
Yeah. No, it's all sentimental.
Oh,
I think
bad funny shit. That
probably the funniest part, and also the most sentimental, would be yeah, where he's like, the old man got me a carton of smokes for Christmas.
Up to when Big Bri fucking confesses to his suicide attempt and turns out he had a flare gun in his locker. That's
fucking
shit.
Flare gun. What are you gonna do with a flare gun?
Oh, when he's fucking crawling through the vents telling the joke that he never
oh
finishes.
Oh my god, yeah. That one's pretty good. It always makes me think of Die Hard, really, like at that point. But then he never gets his feet cut by the broken glass, so. I mean, I guess.
He never gets a chance to hit the punchline either.
Well, yeah, that's true too. Like, he never actually got to do the whole thing.
Going out for a scholarship.
For a scholarship. Yeah, man. Do it like he's being featured on a hip-hop record.
All
going out for a scholarship.
All the food groups are represented.
I don't know. Didn't the janitor have some funny parts?
Probably.
Yes. Oh, the janitor's like the fucking most pimp-ass scene in the whole thing.
Like,
he comes in, they're giving him shit. You laugh
like
at me, he's
like,
I'm the eyes and ears of this establishment. He's like, I go through your lockers, I read your notes. Oh, that's the shit, dude.
Well, why wouldn't you?
By the way, that clock's 10 minutes fast. That's the best shit, dude.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Is that
so
guy
funny.
Another shit?
Dude, it's been so long since I saw that movie.
Oh, that movie's fantastic.
You said the
bro.
Fucking clock is 10 minutes fast. I looked at the clock on your wall. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, is it? It
means I'm destined to be a fucking high school janitor. I applied for two high school janitor jobs when I lived in Eugene, actually.
Oh, like Charlie.
And two graveyard shift hospital jobs. I did those first because I thought it'd be weird. I thought I'd get all weird and write
it would
cool
be weird.
Shit.
Yeah.
I thought I'd, like, get all creative
really, yeah,
and bugged
it
out.
It would be
stuff.
Really weird.
I'm going to look up the principal's last name.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to guess okay. The first letter.
Well, you're not going to guess.
I didn't know
that. No, I'm going to guess, too.
Say it frequently in it?
I mean, I'm sure
it
comes
up. I
don't
know if that's something I should remember.
I'm sure it comes up.
Google search the principal from the Breakfast Club's name.
Also, John Ritter's dick.
Oh, wait, it's going to damn say it with that fucking...
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I can't do that. All right, so we're just going to go and I'm going to say his name starts with...
I mean, I might as well just, like, create names. I wouldn't even know.
Might as well.
I don't think you could give me fucking multiple letters.
I wanted to say, like, I only had three letters that came to mind. B, S, or M.
That okay. They started with that?
Yeah, it
yeah,
started
fuck,
with one
I
of those.
I don't fucking know.
B.
But that's for me. Like, so like, it's like, I'm going to go ahead and just final, I'm going to go ahead and final answer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, B sounds real good, though.
B does sound good.
I don't know.
I'm going with B.
I'm
going
to go with M.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like, mix something.
What was the name of the principal in fucking Ferris Bueller?
No.
Oh, I don't remember.
I think
two
they actually say his
principals.
Name.
They do.
They say his name a
but
bunch.
I'm not remembering principals here. All right, come on. Stick to subject.
I don't fucking know. I don't know what this fucking game is.
Dude, I couldn't even tell you the name
you
of the principal
even play
of the
game.
School I went
no,
to.
No, I can't. I literally can't even play the fucking game.
No, like I'm saying, I can't even tell you the name of the fucking principal that I, like...
actually had in
school.
That I went
to.
I mean, I think I have it here. Yeah, wow.
It was Paul Gleason.
Yeah, Richard Vernon playing Paul Gleason.
Yeah.
Philly?
No, it's actually Paul Gleason playing Richard Vernon. That's it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go, Richard Vernon.
And then he died of mesothelioma.
Oh, didn't the fucking...
His family's entitled to a settlement, actually? Dude. They need to call now.
Yeah, they're entitled to
from Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
And then the principal from...
Well, back in those days, everything was made out of asbestos.
Ferris Bueller got caught with a bunch of little nudie boy photos and shit.
Yeah, he had the whole pedophile thing going. Yeah. And not only that, but like that was the dude from fucking Beetlejuice.
He's acted since
Mom
then.
Mom and Dad Save
the
World.
He's gotten work since then.
Wasn't he in fucking Problem Child?
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Gilbert Gottfried was.
Oh. No, I know. He wasn't.
Was he?
I
don't know.
I don't think he was.
Fucking Jack Tripper was in fucking Problem Child.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And we've seen John Ritter's balls.
Yep.
But so did everybody else who's seen that particular episode.
Or nobody did until like fucking...
Yeah, well, we all did, but we didn't know at the time exactly.
We all just high-fived and let it ride.
yeah, just let it go. I feel like, you know, if you'd have seen that live, you'd have been like, wait a minute. Like, did we just see John Ritter's balls? And then it'd be like, well...
Cats really wore those short shorts,
well, I mean,
man.
Back in those days, like, you can't back it up. So,
people
like, did we just see his balls?
People wore those short-ass shorts, dude. Basketball players wore short shorts.
Yeah, they did. Well. Yeah. They wore the tennis shorts.
Andre 3000 says he still rocks those shorts.
I believe it.
Basketball.
Oh, I believe him.
They made, like, they made a joke out of it in the basketball movie he was in, but they were saying, like, fucking... He was saying how, like... Yeah, he was like, yo, he's like, I still rock that. He's like, my dudes make fun of me and shit. But he's like, I feel like I move better in him and shit. And fucking.
Well, that's the thing from Sonny, too.
Ed Rooney,
yes.
Jeffrey Jones.
Plus, nobody wants to really fucking, I mean, how tight you want to cover somebody and shit, that shit, I guess, too.
It's a fair point, it's a fair point. I don't know that I would really want to get all up on somebody in them short-ass 70s shorts.
Yeah, so I guess welcome to another episode of Nothing in Particular.
Is that it?
Might as well be the intro.
Yeah,
that's weird. That's weird coming in.
It's always weird, bro.
Yeah, we do whatever. You know, get to it like 6 or 10 minutes.
No, I already confessed to my fucking Gummo the Great. Been slacking ass like a motherfucker and not posting shit for shit. Not following through with any of these completed fucking episodes or a bunch of other shit that I haven't been doing this new year.
Woo!
It's my...
fucking it all off.
Or last year.
And, well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a new year, and I'm trying to do better.
Had 3 days.
I'm doing better.
You're a fuck up, bro.
You've had 3 days, you're a fuck up. Ain't shit been happening.
Don't expect this one to be posted.
Yeah. It's early January. Don't expect this until like November.
Yeah, my team is.
We'll get to it.
Just at the end of the year, I'm just gonna release like a shitload of podcasts.
Yeah, all of the episodes. Yeah, I'll try to drive the hype up for the next year. That'll be good.
Mm.
As always, Fetusberry Crunch. I was. Okay. You know, man, myth, legend, meat machine, beef burger.
For a new year, you have to have a new name.
Cedarsbury Funch. No, that's Ron Funches. I'm not going to take it.
2000 Great Teen. Fucking.
Ooh, 2000 Great Teen. I like it.
Or Hate Teen.
Okay. Oh, Great or Hate Teen. Ah, see? I guess it depends on how your year is going.
Make 2008 great again?
Yeah. Yep, 10 years later, it's about time we made 2008 great again. Yeah. I wonder if we're going to end up with... They'll like re-release the iPhone from 2018, or from 2008. Like,
call it vintage?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, that was back when...
It'll be like the mini fucking SNES or NES.
Yeah, right. Wow,
USB
man.
And shit.
But then they had that one that was like a miniature NES that was a top loader, and I'm really bummed out I never got that one.
Well, remember Super Game Boy? Is it Super
Hell
Game
yeah,
Boy?
I remember Super
like,
Game Boy.
It was an
SNES cartridge that you could put a Game Boy cartridge into the top.
Did they have a Game Genie for the Super Game Boy? Could you dual attach the two at once?
I don't know that the Game Boy Game Genie would fit into.
Dude, Game Genie was the truth, bro.
Game Genie was pretty cool. So
I'll tell you
Game Shark
the truth.
Came out.
Not
Game Shark
cheats.
Was also pretty sweet. Yeah,
just
that's
being
true.
A straight up baller.
Just being a baller.
I can't.
There were a few times that he used, game shark codes for Pokemon and shit, but it was always like.
I can't moonwalk in Mario 3 without cheats, bro. I need a fucking.
Well,
fly.
Yeah, I mean that was
the experience. Bro.
I think the only games you could moonwalk in were Super Metroid and Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
That's true.
Which, by the way, actually was a really good game.
That's a really weird game, dude. Because really you save a bunch of children in it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, well, sure.
Your parents just running around saving a bunch
means,
of little kids.
Which means he's innocent.
He's been innocent the entire time.
Yeah,
all
he's
been
doing is
saving. We're not getting into this because I'll defend that shit to
the
death.
He's Maggle.
I'm not Maggle saying Jackson. Anything negative. Oh, wait, should I say stuff?
Probably.
Sure. I don't know. Hey, people. I'm a dead end. Hey.
Woo!
You can
sound proud of
check
it.
Check me on the Twitter at my wife died again.
He's not proud of it at
all. Or you
can
go on the Facebook on Wayne Kirkland, aka www.facebook/ what is it? I rate puppies or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Is that what we're gonna call you? Is
no, that was MySpace or something.
Well, yeah.
What was the
URL?
Was,
I don't know. I remember
I eat puppies.
I think. No, wait, no. Well, because I met. There was that one chick in a bar, and I was like, what's your fucking MySpace? And she's like, myspace.com/IEatPuppies or some shit. And I was like, oh, that's easy to remember. And I went home and tried to look her up, and it never happened.
Yeah, my AOL instant messenger name was Bored and Reckless.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine was.
Look me up on AOL instant messenger, Bored and Reckless.
Hit us up on AIM.
Yeah.
My ICQ number is 1569-4362-4983.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're on ICQ, send me a number at whatever.
If you want to give me a call, the payphone nearest to my house number is 503.
So, if I may ask, seeing how we're on the subject of, like, John Hughes movies.
Oh, we're back to that now?
Well, I was just thinking about it.
You can dice up some John Hughes.
I mean, yeah, I suppose.
What, like, when you were younger and you're watching that stuff, fucking, who was, like, your bottom bitch? Excuse the vernacular.
Ringwald.
You know, that's...
It's all about Molly. For me. Personally.
Man, run through the list.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
You
know,
kisses.
All that shit.
Yeah, I mean,
that,
you might
the
as well
bad brought
it,
from Weird Science, man.
Charlie the Brock?
Yeah, Sean Hughes,
like,
bro.
Like, you goddamn talking like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, the Weird Science TV show that was on USA Network
great.
Is on Hulu now.
Yeah,
yeah, you can actually go back and
the
watch
the homeless
it.
Pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Who would win, Solid Snake or what's that? Kevin McAllister.
Wait, who or Kevin?
Oh, Home Alone
Snake?
or Metal
the,
Gear?
Yeah, the dude from Metal Gear. Would the guy from Metal Gear beat?
Oh, dude, is that
alone.
Even a question, dude?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Well,
how many
and they
fucking,
had games
how many
on
warning
both.
Tones can you have, dude? You got swinging paint cans. You got fucking
swing. Yeah,
outsmart. He'll outsmart you with a talk boy.
That's true. And then well, they sold the talk boy after the point.
Easy, dude.
Like
heating
they,
up
they
doorknobs, dude. There's no defense.
Well,
there.
Yeah, but he's
dude.
Solid Snake. He inserted naked into. Well, they call it naked. He wasn't nude. But he didn't have anything except binoculars and cigarettes when he entered.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Kevin McAllister's
got
mad shit.
You have to think the time frame of Solid
times.
Snake when Kevin McAllister was doing stuff.
It was, what, the 90s?
So,
I'm thinking,
we're talking like
I'm on Kevin McAllister all day, dude.
89, 91.
Yeah, well, and Solid Snake was doing his thing in.
He was doing, yeah, he was
doing
shit.
He'd be sneaking
shit.
And assassinating decoys, fucking cardboard cutouts of Michael Jordan on moving trains. He's
and
got
getting killed by cops.
Okay,
dogs. All right,
man. Slipping on stairs, stepping on nails.
He's
like
Solid Snake. He's got a sneaking suit. He's got, you know, I mean, after a certain point, he has all the gadgets.
And he finally gets there, dude. Just zip
actually,
on,
no.
All right,
no, you
gotta
rephrase that one. Like, would it be Kevin McAllister, like, Dennis the Menace or Problem Child? Like, if you had a fucking fatal three-way.
Oh, Junior from Problem Child?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that would work, though, because nobody's trying to enter anybody's, like, anybody else's house.
No, but...
I mean, Junior electrified the doorbell and...
Say, for example, it was, like, some sort of CSGO type of thing, and it was just, like, it was just a triple threat.
Dennis the Menace versus the Good Son.
Oh, shit.
Wow. He's got Satan on this
side. This just got dark. Like, this
yeah,
this
like
is
Damien
really
versus
dark
the
damn,
fucking Good
dude.
Son.
Yeah,
wow.
Fucking,
oh, man.
Good Son versus, Chuck, the Chucky doll. versus
Damien gets some
versus the cop from
or the kid
part.
From Little Evil.
Or
was literally
the,
like Satan's spawn.
The fucking Somali pirate from Captain Phillips. Or Damien from The Omen. Or any of the Malachi from goddamn
Children
of Corn. Now we're just naming children.
I actually think Snake versus Kevin McAllister is actually a pretty good.
It would be
that's
really
a pretty
good
question.
It'd
actually
be really, really good, yeah. I mean, you know, you can kind of you could
it'd be a hard level.
Snake for fucking.
If you haven't seen the movie, it'd
Sam
be a
Fisher.
Hard level.
It'd be an extremely hard level, yeah. That's a good point. Well, then they did the Problem Child video game. I remember back in the
Problem Child video game.
No, sorry.
The
Home Alone
2 video game was the shit when you're in the hotel.
Both video games.
You do the knee slide.
They also did a Home Improvement video game, which I did not understand the point of that at all.
We
it was like Tim Allen like runs around and yeah like jump over
successfully
like
sell cocaine and then confess to your fucking sexuality.
And every time you die, he goes.
Yeah, fucking yeah, man. Every time. As far as like movie games, True Lies for the SNES, man. Oh my god, such a good game, man.
I played that one.
Such a good game. Most people didn't.
Oh, man.
But that was
fucking
back in the day when they
games?
Were actually yeah like that.
Like,
that's what I was saying.
Good movie
like,
games back
yeah,
in the day, fucking.
Because right? It was back in the day. It's like any movie comes out and it's like any they there's going to be a video.
Do I actually,
see? And then that means we're like we're knocking
the
off
the Lawnmower
like,
Man
from, like,
game was really
yeah,
awesome.
Like in
holy
in
shit, nobody
in,
remembers Lawnmower
in
Man
in this 1990 fucking like three or something.
I made a crack about Lawnmower Man the other day because
RoboCop game
the,
on
the VR.
The fucking Sega was all right. It was hard, kind of like
super hard.
Fucking Batman Returns.
All of the Batman games are really hard.
My old regional manager at my old job looked exactly like Lawnmower Man, and I was constantly making references.
Oh,
nobody got the fucking beauty of those jokes, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I believe that.
Minority Report for the GameCube was dope.
Is
yes,
that the same
was.
Guy that was like the funny fisherman from like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Isn't that also Lawnmower Man? Is that the same actor?
Joe? Might have been. I don't recall off the top. I mean, I haven't seen Lawnmower Man or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in...
Did you know at one point, fucking
so
Rick Moranis was the highest paid actor in the world?
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's
yeah.
the dopest shit I've ever heard.
Well, then Dennis Reynolds hooked up with that librarian who looked like Rick Moranis.
Oh, in the show?
Wait, yeah.
What?
You know how they're always saying that Dennis got raped? By that librarian? And he's like, no, it wasn't rape. It was consensual and it was erotic. And yeah, well, D keeps saying that the fucking librarian that Dennis banged looked like Rick Moranis. Yeah.
Damn, I don't know Rick Moranis. I know that show very,
I'm
very
deep
well,
on that
too.
Shit, man.
I know that show very well.
I'm deep on
no
the
shit.
On the Sunny
oh,
lore.
Jesus, of course. Why
yeah.
didn't I fucking know that?
Why
God
did you
damn.
Not know?
Oh, no. Goddamn dude from fucking Lawnmower Man. He's the dude in all the goddamn fucking Tarantino movies that
all
plays the sausage dude. And fucking... Not Jeff Fahey, man. Like, I was
Sausage
trying to remember
man.
His fucking...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was trying
yeah.
to remember what
oh,
he
that?
Looked like in
oh,
VR.
Sure.
When they did the whole VR
that's
thing.
That's a Robert
yeah.
Rodriguez film, actually.
Oh, yeah, my apologies, but...
well...
And he's in Machete, which is also Robert
Machete.
Rodriguez.
Machete.
Yeah, so he's in mostly Rodriguez stuff.
Mostly Rodriguez.
No shit, that was Lawnmower Man?
That was Lawnmower Man.
That shit. Jeff Fahey.
Fahey.
Who's different when his face is all shaved up?
Yeah, and in like green, purple, and fucking blue.
But he's all zany and shit too in Lawnmower Man, like for his fucking demeanor.
Well, yeah, because Joe was, yeah, he was.
Michael Chiklis!
I need to go back and watch those fucking flicks again, bro.
Yeah, go and watch fucking Johnny Mnemonic again.
Oh my god, I saw that one time in the theater with my mum. Who is me, of course, because I.
Your mum?
Yeah.
You have no mum.
No, I sprang fully formed from my own head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story of my birth.
You're like Godzilla.
Yeah. And then anytime I need another fetus berry, I just rip one out of my side.
No shit. So
yeah. Yeah, like fucking...
I have so many extra ribs. I just take one, put it in the ground.
Somebody like video
3 days later,
somebody
I got
kicked
a
half-empty 211 over on
mm-hmm.
a fucking
you're your
cigarette butt on the sidewalk and I sprung from a crack in the fucking...
There you go. See that? And that's
the
story
moss.
Of gums.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
how I fucking came to be.
That's how that happened. Yeah.
Woof.
Of course, yeah, our own woof. Origin stories. Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic as they may be.
Aren't they always? I think every origin story is pretty tragic just in general.
I don't have one.
You know? No, there's no story for you. You just
you're
were.
Like the Joker.
Yeah, well, no, even less. Because it's like, Bank robber falls into chemicals and becomes fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dead End just sort of, he just is.
He just showed up and got bored.
Well, yeah. I mean, what it is like, I mean, how he came into being is just he always was.
So yeah, one of, like, you're the superhero card that just has question marks all the way across the back.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's, yeah. Like, you can't rate his, like, energy projection or strength or endurance or
I'm the literal equivalent of a choose-your-own-adventure novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, I mean, he's, well, it's like, you feel free to choose your own. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, he's just going to do whatever. Of course. Naturally.
This shit getting all fucked up. My hair getting stupid looking, bro. I'm saying a visual medium, but I'm trying to grow like a fucking... Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I mean, I know somebody who could,
I don't know, I might try to grow a long... Fuck, I might grow a mullet or some shit. I don't know, dude.
The mullet.
Like, usually I pick my shit out, but I ain't done
it's
shit. Win-
it's winter,
it,
so I'm like, fuck it, I can wear a hat and put
you're
it
growing
aside.
Out your winter coat.
Yeah.
Afro picking out my fucking pubes again.
Mm. You and me both, my friend.
Yay! Yeah,
I got it from Macy Gray.
Little Afro going on.
Yeah, Macy Gray. Yeah. Absolutely. See.
Okay.
You tuned in for just random bullshit. You ended up with some Macy Gray.
Macy Gray was the... Uh-huh. She was in fucking Training Day, though. She was the
she
bad...
She was also in Spider-Man.
She was the bad, probably. Like,
well,
fucking,
and Iggy Pop was in fucking...
I
want to
see that
girl.
Goddamn warrant, she said.
Yeah.
Tried to pass that fucking God Chinese menu
warrant.
Off and ripped her off, them.
Yep.
Damn, that movie's the jam.
She's like, this ain't no warrant. Yeah, no, that movie is the shit. I fucking love Training Day,
it's
dude.
It's so good, bro.
I'm always excited when I start a new job because I'm like, maybe it's going to be like Training Day. Maybe I'm going to be forced, like, at gunpoint to smoke PCP.
You know what's the worst the worst part of that fucking movie?
Fingers
crossed.
Point.
Worst part of that fucking movie is Dr. Dre's stupid ass fucking...
Oh my God. Dr. Dre can't fucking act, dude.
That dude can't even chew gum on camera.
Nope.
He's fucking like...
It's
like,
all way... it's awkward as shit. Dude.
He's the worst, bro. That
he's
dude
a really fucking bad actor.
It like... Fall,
and like
it
there,
fucks
there was some
up,
movie
dude.
Recently that was coming out that had him in it. And I'm like, well, why would you even cast...
Oh, that was that HBO show I was about to watch, like the something ones. That's that shit where...
The something ones, sure.
It was him and the other cat... Talking about, like, all their fucking discoveries from, like, the fucking 80s and shit.
Like, hip-hop shit and stuff?
Yeah, it's like hip-hop and
well,
rock
yeah,
and shit.
Well, yeah, stay in your lane, bro. Like, fucking...
Like, it's more of a documentary, though.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like, fucking train it. It, like, completely throws you out of the shit. Like, as soon as they do that weird rooftop scene with fucking, like...
Yeah.
There's a couple of shitty actors in that fucking scene, dude. Dr. Ray is the worst, bro.
Probably one of the best rooftop scenes is in Ghost Dog.
That's pretty good fucking rooftop scene, bro.
It's a really, really good rooftop scene.
Or The Tick.
Pick any iteration of The Tick.
Exactly.
Comics, TV shows, whatever it is.
You can't. It's all the same.
You've always got good rooftop scenes because that's kind of The Tick's jam. Jumping around the city and destroying chimneys and ledges and everything else.
You're thinking about, like...
Tick is
I mean,
best.
Sometimes my job and shit, I have to be on
the
fucking roof of a building.
Ones.
And I always... Always wonder if I can make the rooftop jumps.
Well, I was gonna say you ever want? I mean, you ever stand up there and you think like the opening scene of The Other Guys, where you like aim for the bushes.
Yeah. Yep.
Jumping from building to building, it's possible.
I always think about it, bro. Like,
no,
could I do it
here in Portland? Though it's like it's a different game. In like New York City, you've got all these buildings that are really close together, and I mean, an alley is only like 8 feet across. I could probably jump 8 feet with a running start.
There was a lady left.
I mean, could I jump like from in Portland?
Within the last
where
year.
Some of those alleys are like 10, 12
there
feet.
There was a building
probably
that's
not.
Like, that was spaced out like a foot and a half wide from one another. And some like crackhead was on the roof and she like slipped and fell in between them and was wedged between two buildings like
ooh,
with a foot, and a, foot
shit.
And a half. Bro. Spazzing, dude. And fire department came out. I mean, they got her ass
I'm
out
not
of there.
Even a crackhead, but
yo,
I would spaz out too.
Yo, no, the fuck shit,
dude.
Dude, like,
it's, I mean, that's like fucking mountain climbing and you fall into a goddamn crevasse.
Nasty, dude. Yeah. 27
hours.
127
hours. Yeah, they'll never find you. Just like fucking, but like between two buildings, you get a foot and a half. Just, I don't know, like cut your torso off and crawl out. I don't know what to do in that situation aside from, you know, scream. To try to get somebody, anybody to come and help me. I mean, if like
all you can do is scream.
Yeah, right. That's all you can do.
And in space.
All you can do is scream, scream the fourth movie. Scream. Yeah, you scream the fourth movie.
Aliens 3.
Aliens 3 was actually not that good a movie, but better than Resurrection, and I haven't seen any of the newer ones.
Yeah.
What was it?
I haven't seen Prometheus.
And, no, I haven't seen Covenant either.
It's going to be on HBO soon.
Oh, good. That's the same thing I don't have.
The same with Wonder Woman.
It's going to be on HBO.
I was like, ugh, Wonder Woman.
Hirschberger. Yeah, you say the letter like you're British, so yeah. HBO.
HBO.
Which actually does help. It does help, because H doesn't... It's really hard to enunciate
Bravo.
H, so you say H.
Bravo.
And people get it. H. Bravo. Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah. The for the home box orifice.
Yeah, orifice.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, bro. Like,
orifice,
fucking,
what a fun word.
It's such a fucking random thought, but I was thinking about the like crackhead stuff between the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a piss, and I was thinking, like, fucking, maybe you could, like, I was going to make the joke of smoking more rocks and try to push the buildings apart, but does yo, when people smoke PCP, obviously it doesn't make you stronger, but
I have
people,
smoked
like,
PCP.
I've accidentally smoked it.
Yeah, we, actually, Dead End and I, all
but,
three of us now have accidentally smoked
PCP.
Oh,
I get this shit that's too fucking,
I'm gonna
like.
I'm going to deny that.
Yeah, but could you actually,
neither
like,
confirm nor deny.
What is it, like, PCP, like.
PCP is a disassociative. It does some weird shit to your body. Like normally, if you're sober,
that's just weird shit to your body, mind, and your soul.
Like, could you
your
like,
body, mind,
could you
soul.
Flip something you couldn't otherwise flip if you
yeah.
weren't?
Like, well, yeah, because okay, so like PCP, being that it's a disassociative, does some weird shit to you. So like, if you're sober, it's
like
your body
drug.
Will limit you in what you can do because your body sort of knows that it will destroy itself if you push it too hard.
Right.
But if you're on PCP, you're not. I mean, it's like you are in
it's like
control.
It's like the adrenaline
of like
a mom lifting
like
the car off
yeah,
a baby
right.
or whatever.
But it's like your lizard brain
door.
Is driving your every action on PCP.
Yeah,
and so it's like, I mean, your conscious mind isn't really connected. So yeah, I mean, sure, you could do some crazy shit on PCP. Well, that's why shit. People get what was it? Some rapper, like, killed his girlfriend, ate some of her entrails, and then got shot, like, fucking 17 times or
some
shit.
Oh, it was like bath salt.
Because he didn't go down.
Wasn't bath salt
well, no.
making zombies?
Well, it was before that. Because bath salts is...
Make
yeah.
you hella hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm Florida. So hungry. Yeah. Oh, man. PCP is...
Huh.
Yeah, PCP is a hell of a drug. PCP saved Steve-O's life.
You guys want to smoke PCP to flip smart cars?
Yes. I could probably smoke,
I
could probably flip a smart car. So
you could,
probably.
No wait, by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like just up on its butt, like fucking.
Yeah, just
in the front.
Yeah, pick up the rear bumper.
Not even
or,
side. Like a,
I could. I mean, probably
like
do it from the side.
It's funnier when they stand on their end though.
Yeah. Oh, on the back end.
That means
yeah,
you have
yeah,
to
just
make it
pick
stand.
It up by the front bumper and just
like
lead it on its back.
Suppository.
It would. It actually would look a bit like a butt plug. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because now I'm an expert.
That's true.
Yeah. I sell butt plugs. That's a fact. That's what I do.
Door-to-door butt plug sales.
Come
man.
On.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Hey,
excuse me, sir, ma'am.
Sir and or madam.
You could do demonstrations like the vacuum cleaner sales.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. I mean, it wouldn't exactly be like, oh, I've spilled this ground coffee on your floor. How am I
it'd
ever going
like
to get
setting
it
up a series of butt plugs on the carpet.
Yeah.
And fucking
it'd be like, oh, your anus is empty. Back. Don't you wish it were plugged? Oh, well... I mean, not exactly.
Who wants beers?
Yeah,
you all need beers?
Yeah, we all need beers.
Beard up.
Gum's going to the kitchen like a good brother.
I know. Man.
Throwing out that little bit of Gallows and Anderson there. Dead End, you seen the new Gallows and Anderson shirts?
No.
It says Gallows and Anderson Nerdo Meter.
Text a bunch of Russian gibberish.
Suka biliat.
I brewed a gallon of beer last night.
Yep. Something or other Spanish, or sorry.
I've never done that before. You ever done
something
that?
Something or other Russian. I have never brewed beer.
I found
only
I mean,
with
I live
the,
in
only
Portland.
Only
it's
with friends. So
I did.
Yeah.
I brewed a gallon of fucking beer last
you
night. Yeah, I'm gonna see how it goes.
The brouhaha.
I don't remember that card. Damn.
Yeah, polymorph. Yeah. Fucking classic, man.
We're still gonna play some of this stuff, man.
Fucking classic. Playing a little bit of magic in the background here, and nobody else knew.
Fucking
before,
nerd.
Before
we didn't know. We should go to like a fly, like dress code, like dance club. and goes to fucking get a table and
yeah, get a table magic and play some cards. Magic. I like it. Yeah. Well, it would be cool if we got in like the VIP with like bottle service and then just
that's what I'm saying.
We
would do it big. Yeah. Like get some Cristal and fucking sit down and play magic cards.
Some like Cristal, some Remy and shit and like sit down and play magic. Yeah.
See if you're throwing money around like a lunatic will outweigh the fact that you're at a club playing magic cards. Can you still pull?
It might.
Will women flock to you at the club if you're throwing money around dressed nice?
It's like
you're still playing magic.
Like if you're fly as fuck and you're like throwing money around, I bet that you would end up with some club ass homos coming up and be like, "What y'all doing? Like playing magic?" She'd be like, "Oh shit." Like, oh, is that a good card?
Big shit, baby. Real players tap mana.
I'm going to tap this mana right now. I'm going to tap that ass later. Oh, shit. I got a creature effect. Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, probably. Like, with enough money, you can do basically anything. And that's
I roll in with just a deck of all rares. Just, like, fucking foils. Nice. I'm just foils all day.
Hollow foils. Nice. Get some hollow foil mana. I mean, that's part of the thing. Like, I see people out there, it's like, some cat got, like, $12 billion, and like, oh, he's so, like, bummed out, he's so upset. Like, oh, his life is so hard. I'm like, motherfucker, give me that money. And then they're like, oh, well, more money, more problems. Well, not if you live within your means.
That's true.
If I had millions of dollars, I would still have an apartment. Why not? Drive a reasonable car, like, live a decent...
You know, I say that shit all the time, you know, too, but would I?
I mean, I probably would. I actually genuinely probably would. I mean, I feel like a lot of people would just be like,
I'd be doing everything
I'm going to get the mansion. That. Okay, but that's the one thing. Okay, no, wait. All right, okay. I'm going to buy a Maserati. Okay, but that's the one thing.
I'm going to go one of either extreme way. I'm either going to make that shit last forever and be super smart, or I'm going to fuck it up so fast.
But that's the one thing. And I mean,
no, I'm gonna let it go for a while and then see where like it leads off to, and then be like, oof, I need to cut down for like a week.
Well, I mean, it's not gonna bring any money back, but yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's like a real slippery slope. At the same time, though, like, I'm so accustomed to living like, I mean, we don't exactly, here in America, we don't really have, you know, a middle class anymore. It's like, you can be like upper, lower class. And then high class, like lower high class.
Sure.
Like, we don't really have a middle class anymore.
Like,
but I mean, I'm accustomed to that, like upper,
like
low.
Medium rare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm a
medium. You either have done or fucking
Well done, or fully like
medium
rare.
Yeah, or fucking like
yeah.
So I've been on the verge of fucking rare, bloody rare
for a long time.
I went on the verge of raw fucking
slab
of meat.
I feel like I
could
probably like maintain my current lifestyle, just like do some dumb stuff, like buy like premium cigarettes and like fancy beer instead of, you know, like,
actually that's the one thing that actually makes me feel a little better is thinking that like is like my definition of like ballin is probably so fucking under the fucking bar that it's like,
oh yeah, our
I probably
our
would,
like,
I probably would
the
be
definition
okay
of ballin is just like, oh, I can go and buy an Xbox One or a PS4 and
treat
VR,
all three
like,
of you to Applebee's
like,
tonight,
hey, like,
dude.
Yeah, like,
I can
buy gonna go get some fucking happy hour, dog.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yo,
we
if it's between 9 and midnight, we're about to get some happy hour with
the
purchase
of
a drink.
We can hit up the dispensary. I'll buy each one of y'all a joint.
I'll buy each one of y'all a full gram joint. How about that?
We got a fucking 18-pack of fucking Niskasi.
Yeah, right. Niskasi.
Get some fucking high-end fucking 18-pack.
I went and bought a flat of some micro brews. Y'all looking to get fucked up? Like, I went out and I bought like 3 growlers. Yeah, I mean, I really feel like it'd be like, you know, like, I'm gonna order a pizza for pizza. I don't give a shit how many toppings. Y'all can charge me $2 per.
You guys put it on a tip. Kidding. Yeah. I got this shit.
Oh,
who
shit
wants breadsticks too?
Right. Oh, y'all fit to get them cheesy sticks. It's a buck more, dude. Who gives a fuck?
And then that one cat's gonna be like, oh, can we get some soda? Yo, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
How the fuck?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
You get out. Fucking, I only drink imported sodas, motherfucker. By the way, speaking of imported sodas, I have not seen Africola in so long.
Africola? Yeah.
You haven't ever had it?
No,
it sounds like Africola is fantastic. Tastes so good, dude. So good. No, I mean, I don't even know, like, I mean, I hope it's made in Africa, and that's why they call it Africola. I mean, they may call it that just because it's, you know, black.
Oh, it's not.
But I mean, yeah, it might not be. At the same time,
is Canadian Mist made in Canada?
I don't know. But actually, I was thinking about that the other day. You know what I really miss is that fucking the sparkling water Canadian
club.
Wait, no, that's whiskey. Yeah, no, that's yeah, blended whiskey.
One
Canadian whiskey's weird.
I love Canadian. Well, I'm Pendleton all day. Canadian shit.
Well, because it's blended.
Yeah.
So you get, I mean, different characteristics.
I like Canadian.
The problem I have with like cheap Canadian whiskey is that they use like neutral grain spirits, which is basically.
Well, I have everything wrong with any cheap whiskey. I can't do it anymore, bro.
I mean, yeah, I never did so much that I got to the point where I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Shit, you want to take a little fucking smoke break or something?
I did that
shit
with 151. Can't do 151 anymore.
That's probably
good. It is for the best. I think the last time I did 151 was the first time I ever did Lines of Emergency.
Oh, shit.
And then the second time I did Lines of Emergency, that was on YouTube.com. You can actually look that up. Oh, that's Fetus Berry Crunch on YouTube.com. I did some Lines of Emergency. The second time I did it, though, I chose like too small a plate, so I couldn't like chop it into lines. So I just did the Tony Montana and like stuck the straw into the whole pile of powder. I think I ended up doing like four big doses.
I did the fucking Wolf of Wall Street method, where I just fucking put the straw in my butthole and had Taylor just blow a bunch of fucking. Oh, I placed it. we're gonna take the break anyways. Yeah, yeah, let's get the fuck out.
I mean, it's a good thing Taylor's not here.
Yeah, we're the only. Yeah, though, that'd be fucking embarrassing. We're the only podcast I think that like is like announced is like, yeah, we're gonna take a smoke break.
Yeah,
other people do it when their shit fucks up. Like, yeah, we had a fucking technical difficulty. We have any technical. Everything's running fine.
Yeah,
we're perfectly fine. Fine.
Yeah,
we're
nice. It seems like everything's a piece of.
What was that thing?
Yeah. It's all shit.
Yeah. Neil Adams. Neil Adams, man.
I was jealous that you and Dead End met fucking
Neil Adams.
He's so cool.
I got shit signed.
Yeah, we got some shit
signed.
I'm gonna get starstruck for shit. I'm gonna go fuck about fucking celebrities. I don't usually
give a shit about celebrities.
I'm jealous of Neil Adams shit because I know he's that dude. Fucking, I know he fucking.
Dude, he's so cool.
You guys just chop it up with him and he's just.
Hey, him motherfucking sign my goddamn Bucky O'Hare shit.
He signed my Mr. T and the T Squad comic. Yeah, so we had.
I know he was going to work.
Yeah, we was going to. I was going to school. For welding.
I was like,
but,
where was that shit at? That was like a shop.
It was at Cosmic Monkey, in Sandy.
That's even better, bro.
So, like, we had, Dead End and I were driving back from North Carolina, we listened to a lot of Fat Man on Batman because we had many hours to spend.
For sure. Yeah,
so we heard the Neil Adams stories.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that so many times on the airplane.
Yeah, right. Dude, he's so cool. So we were listening to him, and he's saying, you know, that like he used to work on Coney Island, and he used to be a barker, which is somebody who is supposed to attract attention to a certain thing. And he used to work the carousel.
So he would,
hey, gentleman walking with your lady, why don't you come over? You try to grab the brass ring for your girl. You gotta, yeah, okay. So we meet him in the store, and I'm like. Like, hey, like, we, you know, it's cool, we did the meet and greet, I'm like, do you mind if we just, like, hang over on the side and be, like, near you? And he's like, no, I don't mind that at all. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we just, like, hung out on the side.
How
for
long
a while.
Did you kick it for?
We were, like, good 45, we were with for, like, yeah, 45,
no, I mean, like,
maybe about an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta just, I don't mean to step on your fucking story, but I'm like.
It was a straight-up signing event.
But, yo, like, I, like. Mm-hmm. As much as I enjoy like comics and shit like that, like I've never been to a con. I've never been to a meet and greet. I've done that kind of shit with like musicians.
I've been
stuff.
To a few meet and greets.
I know, and when you went was the time I got all fucking pissy because then I was
with Brian Michael Bendis.
And it's like I want like
no with goddamn fucking Stan Lee.
But that
oh well, that no, was
that's
con.
That's how I want to do it though. It's like fucking like I mean a con that'd be cool or whatever. But it's like I
want
to like
cool, but they have more work
I want like
to
a
do.
Meet and greet. You
yeah,
know?
Meet
like,
and
that
greet is more.
That's
casual.
Why I'm mad jealous because like it'd be one thing you like meet Neil Adams, shake the dude's hand. That's the shit.
Yeah.
Get your shit.
Oh yeah,
signed.
It was
that's,
really cool.
That'd still be the shit because I actually admire
at
the
con,
shit.
At con, it's like you can't just
like
stand off on the side.
I like that little.
So like we got to hang out with Neil Adams, and I'm like, dude, like what? Like I remember you bringing this up on the show. Like, why don't you tell me more about barking? And he's like, well, you gotta do it with your nasal cavity or else you'll blow out your throat. He goes, but I tell you what, you pick out anybody in the store. I'm like, okay, how about that person over there by the front door? Now, Neil is like 30, 35 feet away from them.
Yeah.
And he goes, but they got the AC on.
Yeah, they got AC on. They got all the clamor of all the customers. And he goes, okay, watch this. And he goes, hey, sir. And eventually, it only took like 3, maybe 4 times. The guy actually turned because he realized he was being spoken to. And Neil's like, why don't you come on over here? And he does the whole thing, man. He's like pitching Batman Odyssey and shit. And, man, it was so cool talking to him, too.
Oh, that's cool, man.
He's like, why don't you buy a copy of Batman Odyssey? And I was like, you know, I absolutely would, but I don't have the money. He goes, well, let me tell you this. He goes, I'll sell you on the story. He goes, I don't want to give anything away. But we all know, Batman doesn't ever use guns. It's part of his thing. It's part of his ethos. It's a core to his character. He doesn't ever use guns. But let me tell you something. At the end of the story, Batman not only uses a gun, but Batman kills. Now, how is that possible? You're going to have to read the rest of the book to find out yourself. I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, so I fucking bought it.
Absolutely sold.
He's the man, bro. No, that is a...
Yeah, man, Neil Adams is a really cool guy. Also, he said that he'd be willing to do like an appearance on the podcast. We just need to talk to his like business manager.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm down. Maybe we could set up like a GoFundMe to get Neil Adams on the show.
Yeah, sure. I've been thinking about that. I'm like, you know, whenever some like a cats GoFundMe come in, like, that'd be fucking dope as fuck.
Like Mike Allred or like fucking
anyone, like
George Perez.
I mean,
I was like thinking Bill Burr. I had a dream.
Oh my God,
Bill Burr came to town and shit like that, and then we went to go and see him.
Bill Burr.
And then,
Bill Burr Baggins!
Like, we all went and had a drink, except he wasn't drinking and shit. So, like, he was having his club soda with lime, whatever the fuck.
Sure.
And we're like, yo, we do this thing. And then, like, he had, like, 15 minutes or something like that, seeing how we're close to the airport. He, like, dropped by.
Dude, no shit. You didn't tell me about this. This is dope.
But, like, anything's fucking possible. Anything possible. We can fucking goddamn go to the east side and do our podcast there. And fucking have
that's
a
true.
Fucking show up over there.
The owner of the bar has said many times that we're totally welcome to record there.
Yeah,
I met Doug Benson once.
Do a little live thing or something.
You and I both, my friend.
Yeah. I met Doug when he was hanging out at Ground Control, which is a barcade here in town.
Yeah,
not everywhere has barcades, but it's a bar.
I wonder if that's a thing. Like, is that just kind of
barcade?
Like
it is.
There are a few of them here.
Yeah, but if you said the term barcade and you were on fucking in the Midwest, would they know what the fuck you're talking about?
Not necessarily. Yeah, not necessarily. But barcade, yeah. So it's a place that serves liquor, and they're legally obligated to serve food. And as it happens, actually, Ground Control's food is really good. And Quarter World as well. Yeah.
I haven't been there yet. You been there?
I have not been to Quarter World yet. I'm aware of it, but I haven't been.
And he was saying that it was just super expensive. I'm like, you know,
I'd rather go to Ground Control. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see what games they got
Xavier Woods,
bro.
The New Day, when they were here.
Yeah, you got to think, because, whenever someone comes over here, they're either downtown or they're, like, right
Because they always get the hotel downtown. So,
yeah, but...
Like, why not?
I mean, you got to admire, like, the fucking, the barcade, like, that's the only thing keeping that arcade scene alive. Had they not, like...
It's that they sell liquor. Yeah,
real
basically.
Shit. Like,
yeah,
so cats that are like us that are fucking old enough to fucking go buy booze and shit. Like,
oh man,
we remember,
by the way,
we remember that fucking arcade era.
Yeah, well, yeah, we do. I remember going and spending days in the arcade.
I remember when every corner store had a fucking fighting machine.
Yeah,
they had tables. Yep. You could go buy a microwave burrito and kick it.
I walked like a mile to the closest 7-Eleven to go and play King Arthur and the Knights of the Round.
Amen, brother.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, they used to have, like, coin-op games in the laundromat and shit like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I met Doug Benson at Ground Control. I caught word via Twitter that he was there, and I told him via Twitter that I was going to be there. And this was actually before weed was legalized, I just came into a couple of, like, massive jars of weed, and so I'm like, well... I know Doug likes to smoke. I'm like, dude, fuck it. Like, even if it's not good weed, I'm not charging him any money. So I just, like, threw a bunch of it into a bag. Didn't bother weighing it. It looked pretty fluffy. And I went down to the bar and, like, you know, played some pinball games and shit. Eventually, I saw him at the bar and I came up. I'm like, hey, man. Like, it's really nice to meet you. I'm Fetus Berry Crunch. You know, gave him the handshake. I'm like, hey, I don't want to bother you. Like, obviously, you're talking to some other people. You're enjoying a drink. I'm like, but... Just want to introduce myself, dude. I'm Fetus Berry Crunch, and here, have this. So I hand him this big ass bag of weed. And he's like, "You don't want any money for this?" I'm like, "Dude, this is fucking Portland." I'm like, "You can just take this, dude." He's like, "Seriously?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. Just have it." And then, like, later that night, or maybe the next day, he actually sent me a direct message on Twitter and was like,
"Thanks." That's nice, man.
I'm like, wow. Like, he actually remembered my name. I didn't write it down.
I was going to say, because it's funny with the cat.
I smoked a J with them and the old ex-wife.
With that caveat of fucking, like, this is before weed was legal. It's like, it's funny because it's just like, always around here, it's always just been like, even if the police come by, like when we were at bars and shit, we'd smoke outside of bars. They just come by and be like, "Put it away, guys." Like that's like the
hey, come on, calm down.
That out.
Like literally, worst case scenario, you're getting the fucking the equivalent of like a jaywalking ticket.
Bullshit. Like, before it was legal, it was technically an infraction.
Yeah.
So they would give you a ticket for like $80, and they would like take your weed and break your pipe at the very, very
most.
If the cop was being a fucking asshole, they would like break your pipe and take your weed.
It's I like just that it's just around. That it's not even a thing you notice. If you're walking downtown and you smell weed, you don't even think twice about it.
You're walking around downtown and you smell weed, you can actually approach people and be like, "Yo, can I have a hit?" And usually they'll be like, "Sure." Like, yeah, step into the circle for a moment. And you take like one hit for free and you're like, "Thanks very much and have a nice evening." You take off.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
I like it very much. Like, Portland, I like Portland and I fucking hate Portland.
Ground control, fucking,
thank you.
As much as I like all those, like, classic games and shit, like, fucking...
They have some that I genuinely still enjoy, but not all of them.
Sure, bro, but that's just, like, come on, man, we all play those games a bunch. Like, if I'm going to establishment that has them, it's, like...
I mean, it's, okay, so first off, they're not really making a lot of arcade games in America anymore. They're still huge in Japan. They're still doing their whole thing.
But everyone wants to just stick to their Centipedes and just Pac-Mans and Street Fighter. It's like, dude, there's a bunch of fucking...
To be fair, they do have a lot of those. But at Ground Control, they also have, you know, the four-player Turtles in Time cabinet.
Yeah, oh, they got good ones. Four-player
Simpsons cabinet.
I want to see X-Men. Quarter World's about, like that.
Well, I think, I think at some point we should all go to Quarter World.
Do they have the... I've never been to one of these either. I know you kind of go semi-regularly, but like the Dave and Buster's and shit? Is that the same kind of shit?
Oh, yeah, I like Dave and Buster's. They focus mostly in arcade... Redemption games. Because that's how they get a lot of their money.
So that's like skee ball
Redemption games is shit like skee ball and that sort of thing. Where you get the where you get, you know, tickets on your card and then you go and exactly
shit,
yeah like, just like that.
I like those too. Those are fun.
I mean, they're
too.
Fun and like, you know, a lot of.
But there was like later like on arcade games that were the shit though too. There's like good arcade games. Shit too.
I mean, Dave and Buster's. It's mostly like shooter games. They have like the Terminator games, Time Crisis 5, Alien shooters and shit like that.
Yeah, it's like that.
Time Crisis 5. They actually added a second pedal, so you can hit right or left pedal to hide behind different things. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Yeah.
I had a friend growing up that was like my friend with the most money that like dad was never at the crib, but he had like, so he like made up for it by buying all the ill shit, but he had the home Time Crisis like shit for his PlayStation with the pedal and the pistol and shit.
I actually have one Namco Gun Con and I have two Namco Gun Con 2s. The ones that were designed for the PS2. I actually have those. But the Time Crisis games didn't come with... Ninja Assault. Yeah, Ninja Assault.
Bro, you know what I always wish I had? I've never invested in, I've thought about it so many times, mm-hmm. they're damn expensive. It's like a good driving wheel, bro.
My Filipino friend Paul...
Like a good...
Because we know a lot of Pauls, so I have to be specific.
Yeah.
My Filipino friend Paul had a Porsche licensed... driving wheel.
Jesus
that clamped
Christ,
onto
bro.
Shit. Had a clamp on gear shift with the Porsche emblem. The Pedals wheel had
everything.
The Porsche emblem. It had a three-wheel kit. it was all in leather and it was adjustable.
Oh, that's
so that you
fly.
Could change like how many times you turn the
like
wheel
the
to get a full rotation
oh
on the
God,
joystick.
Bro.
Yeah, so like you could set it to like 90 degrees so you turn it 90 degrees to the left and it was like a hard turn, or you could do it like 720. It was amazing. It had force feedback and shit. Like, I was playing the original Need for Speed Shift. I'm not I know what I'm doing with a manual car, but I've never actually tried to race with a manual transmission. Oh, so, like, I was playing Need for Speed Shift, and I was driving... Initial D fans will understand. I was driving a Corolla Sprinter Trueno AE86.
Fucking right. Shit.
So, I was in fourth gear.
Oh, you think you're the fastest?
Oh, you are the fastest going up and downhill? I will show you.
God damn, the Initial D fucking arcade game. Oh.
All of them. All of them, where they give you the card and shit. I was driving, that Trueno, and I was approaching like a 90 degree left hand turn at like 70 miles an hour, fourth gear. I shifted down into first, turned the wheel hard, and hit the gas, and I flipped it. I straight flipped that Trueno.
I always wanted this.
I was like, oh damn! Like,
I never liked driving games when I was really a kid. It's really too bad. I started liking them so much better when I got older.
Driving games are fun.
Now that I'm an adult, bro. Like. I mean, I played the original Gran Turismo.
I was going to say, you got a lot of fun. You're going to get the new one, right?
Gran Turismo Sport, yes. I played the original Gran Turismos. I played the hell out of Gran Turismo 3 because my girlfriend had a PS2 at the time. Trueno A-Spec, or rather not that, but...
motherfucking goddamn Gran Turismo 2. You and I fucking taking the motherfuckers down at the porn club.
That was Gran Turismo 4. No, somebody actually set up a PS2.
It was a tournament.
They set up a PS2, and it was like, come and try to beat our employee at Gran Turismo.
Dang.
And we were the only ones that showed up.
Yeah.
And the employee was even like, there was like one or two other people. Yeah, but still, we kicked the shit out of them.
They didn't know what the fuck they're doing. And then we went in there, and we're just like,
Gran Turismo. Like, I understand driving lines.
You have three machines at the crib. What do you get?
Wait, three machines?
What, like arcade consoles?
Arcade cabinets?
What do you think I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, but machines are machines, my friend.
Well, it depends, yeah.
Shit.
See, because I thought you meant, like, gaming consoles, but, okay, arcade cabinets, I mean,
like,
which ones
would
I
you
have?
Can't cheat on some, like, I want a Neo Geo with, like, all the shit, because that's one, like, no.
Actually, I was just going to say, I want a Neo Geo MVS, because then I can buy, the game cards and swap.
No, you get three,
it'd
get
be a lot
three
of fun.
Joints, fucking...
Well, I mean, I do want one of those, but if I can't choose that, then here's my three. I'm ready to go already.
Yeah, that's like DDR fucking Beatmania.
I would go DDR 5th Mix, I would go Dance Maniacs 2nd Mix, Apenge Paradise, and then for my third one, I would go Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo.
You'd just be those dancing your ass off.
Yes.
Two
that's
of
what we
be,
used to do, man. Yeah. And it's two different
machines.
Well,
no,
machines.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's two very different machines.
No, that's cool.
So,
yeah, I get you.
DDR,
feet, one
DDR
hands.
You play with your feet, yeah, and then Dance Maniacs, you play with your hands by passing them over and under sensors. It's so much fun. Oh, my God. All
right.
Dead End and I used to go to the arcade like 9-10 hours
we
at a time.
We would lose
and
calories.
Play. Dude, we burned so
for
many
hours.
Calories. My legs
shit.
Were made of fucking
how about
iron.
You? What's your three?
I was up to like 10-foot songs. I was playing
God,
shit on
three
doubles.
Arcade games.
You gotta think longevity, bro. Like
three
these things gotta like
games.
Fucking. You don't get bored of them things too quick.
Three arcade games. Okay.
See, that's why I picked what I did.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I
got room for growth.
I don't know those, but I hear you. I was like, that makes sense to me.
I'm gonna go. Gosh, what? Guitar Hero fucking 3 arcade.
Oh, no, it's just arcade. Guitar
okay,
Hero
well,
arcade.
Guitar Hero arcade.
It's mostly
want,
Guitar Hero 3
I want the
songs.
Full fucking, like, accoutrement of fucking songs.
Well, I mean, you,
after
you get
everything
what you get
out.
With the arcade. I mean, it'd be fun
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but
it'd be fun to
time,
mod
had,
it and
they
had get
stuff
all of
that
the
came
everything.
Out later. I want,
yeah.
like, final, like, in-game. I don't give a fuck how long I played, alright?
Well,
so that means,
like
Steve
only
Vai fucking surfing
was,
with the aliens,
that'd be
shit
cool,
like that.
But the only one that they ever did was just the one Guitar Hero arcade.
Yeah, but then they still updated it. I'm saying, like, I want the final...
Okay, I give you that.
Updates.
You get the fucking pimped out
I want
the
shit with, like,
the
all
super
the
duper dope.
Yeah. Those are the songs that I would play fucking when I'm drinking fucking two at a time. So, that... God, I'm gonna go fucking Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
No, Dave is alright.
Yeah, just so
oh,
I
yeah.
can hear the fucking song.
Yep.
And then the
all
last
of the
one.
Songs.
The last one. Fuck. That's a hard one because I was kind of torn between that Fist of the North Star game.
Die Hard Arcade.
No.
Oh, Punch Mania. Or Fighting Mania, depending upon.
But then at the same time, yeah, like Dance Maniacs or DDR fucking hell, yeah, even Extreme. Same shit.
Well, it's like DDR Witch Mix. You would go Extreme?
Yeah, like, no, I haven't made up mine yet here, alright? Like, I'm still fucking torn here.
I mean, Extreme has a lot of great songs, but...
yeah, I know.
See, that's why I went with Fifth, because they have the extended mixes, and I can play Hot Limit. Yeah. You fucking, say some love was stimulated by like, fantasized mysterious
Max Merlin. 2 fucking was dope. What?
Yeah, Max 2 was amazing. Max was also really good.
Okay, alright.
I'm gonna step on and come back to it if you can't make a call. Because I think
don't pressure me. Let me fucking just
fucking you got people listening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I guess we could like cut out a fair amount of consideration time, but at the same time, like I don't know, man.
Like to me, I have like to
my
think.
My answer was like I was fucking ready to straight. Go.
I have to think, and your shit fits the bill too in my head, where I'm just like, I'd have to think of shit that's fun.
You know, fuck off. Third one. I'm gonna take that fucking Dave and Buster style fucking get in the fucking that TIE Wing fucking game or the X Fighter the Star TIE Wars fucking shit.
Oh the Battle Pod?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you sit in and it's all VR.
No!
It well yeah.
No, so, disregard.
Yeah.
Disregard. I was gonna say,
the problem with that is that we're too tall. We don't fit.
What I'm going to say is the Wizards of the fucking West Coast. Goddamn.
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. But it was West Coast.
Oh, y'all are some of those obscure nerds.
Motherfucking,
like,
that VR fucking mech game.
No shit, Jesus Christ.
Where, like, it was you versus, tribe. Like, four other people in a goddamn simulated fucking, like, battle arena. And it was cool. Like playing Mech Warrior, except, like, you each had your own mech, and you had a fucking, like, and it had the fucking, oh my god. Oh my god, fuck off.
Because I remember T-Mac.
Alright, well, yo.
Which is where you sit and you got the two joysticks.
Yeah.
But that was in the free play section of the Nickel Arcade for years.
No. This was stuff like if your arm got blown off, then, like, your shit would rumble and then, like, air would start blowing at you. And shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking like, neat. Oh, yeah, you fucked your fucking arm up. You only have this one arm left.
Woo!
Or some shit like that, and you can only fucking do, you know, so much.
Okay.
That shit was fucking
I still have tons of Africa stuff
fuck.
In my head. I should have never brought it up.
I have to instantly think I'd have one, at least, a pop-a shot of some sort. I want a basketball fucking shooting game. All I can think of is, like, shit that would be fun when I'm fucking
Well, yeah, but you
shit.
Could go to the playground and do that. You can't go to the playground.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go to the playground. I want to stay at home and fucking
Yeah, you could
drunk.
Do that at real life.
You oh have God, a basketball.
Bro, I could blow your arm off and blow wind at you in real life.
You could. I can blow your fucking leg off
and then fucking
blow wind
so
in your
gonna
fucking shit.
Don't criticize my fucking choice.
I don't consider that to be an arcade game.
Fucking,
no, that's not an arcade cabinet.
Yeah. Right, get the fuck out of my face with your 12-year-old Japanese girl dancing competitions and shit. Let me
sorry.
Well, I can't. Okay, I don't get a pop-a shot.
I
can't get a pop-a shot.
I thought we were talking like video games here, not fucking physical.
Oh my
fucking
God,
like.
Dude. What's the name of that last one you were talking about?
Well, to be fair, though, actually, I mean that.
God, what was the name
of
that
like
last one?
It was like a mix between Virtuan. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Exactly. Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Kiss my ass, sir.
The pop-a shot actually is it's a redemption game, though. I mean, if you get X baskets.
Yeah, you get fucking tickets for that shit.
I asked the motherfucking question. Y'all suck my cock.
Are we
gonna
get tickets for the shit that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Are we playing ticket games now? Should we
redeem them?
Yeah. Are you going to change it? Okay, if you get to, you can have ticket games.
No,
next,
no,
are you
going
to change any answers?
I don't want ticket games.
Okay,
man.
Well,
fuck
then don't worry about
yeah,
what the fuck I'm doing, too. Motherfucker. You ain't invited to play Papa Shot at my house, bro.
Fuck the redemption.
I'm
yeah,
cool. Anyways, bro.
I don't
I'm
need
fucking,
your fucking tickets.
I'm bad at those games.
Me goddamn bullshit.
I'm bad at those games.
So I'm picking Papa Shot. Like a motherfucker, I'm picking Papa Shot.
You're
going
to goddamn fucking blow fucking water at some fucking clowns?
Oh my God, bro.
Squirt, squirt, nigga. Squirt, squirt.
Like we had the carnival.
Oh my God.
Make that clown's balloon pop.
I'm
which actually,
I'm gonna end this angry without even answering my own question. I only set it up
wow.
So I can get my own answers. You know that's
oh,
how
damn.
It works.
Yeah, that's usually
name
the
your
way
answers.
It works, is like you ask your own questions.
Name your answers. Come on.
Oh,
here, I thought we was talking like arcade machines.
Well, okay, we're not.
Know?
We're talking about those too. Oh, so cabinet. If you want to change any answers, then fuck.
Oh no, I'm good.
No.
Okay, well then what's the motherfucking issue, bitch?
Fuck it, dude. I couldn't tell you.
It is miscommunication, my friend. Miscommunication.
But it don't affect your shit for shit anyways.
Miscommunication.
It don't affect your shit for shit anyways.
Like
if it changes your answers, let's go
no,
and do your
my,
other
I've
answers.
I've already changed it a couple
what's
times.
What's your other
fucking,
answers? No,
what's your answer?
Yo, what's your ticket games, bro? Get your ticket games.
I don't need no damn ticket games
because
you don't win shit with that shit.
Yeah, redemption games. Fuck.
Yeah, what are you gonna get? A goddamn fucking
You gonna trade in for an
inflatable hammer?
I might.
Shit.
I might do that shit.
I might!
I'm gonna change my answer. I'm like trying to change my answer. You get a goddamn
Voltron wing there, huh? Fucking Deadpool, huh?
I'm gonna get a fucking Papa shot, and you could both be mad because I'll whoop both your asses so hard in fucking Papa shot.
I bet you will!
I will beat your ass
in Papa shot. I'm gonna go ahead and defend that one. I'm pretty good at basketball.
Let's go to fucking Dave and Buster's. He'll destroy me at Papa shot.
Yeah, no, let's go to Dave and Buster's.
I will destroy you at Papa shot.
Actually, let me throw this out.
What are your other two?
Let me throw this out right now as a dry bone subtweet. He still has yet to beat me in Mario Kart 8. It's an inside joke. Y'all ain't gonna get it. What's your other two?
I think I would have to get, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was on there, but I don't know if I'm going to put really that on choice. There.
Yeah, no, same thing,
I have
bro.
To have a shooter, and I would think like a maybe Street like Fighter a, I like an Area 51, but like,
with
I wish
the
they
FMV?
What about like Tekken 6?
Oh,
shit.
That shit is shit. Horrible.
Fighting games are choice, bro, because fighting games are just like so, just like that's the classic, like I have to have a fighting game in the mix. I think Marvel vs. Capcom 2 might be in the mix. But a driving game might be the choice too, dude. Because I'm just thinking about shit like when I'm
God
all
damn,
fuck.
There are so many though.
Yo, when I'm fucking all drunk and I'm thinking about when I'm drunk and my friends and I want to play fucking games and verse each other.
Versus.
Fuck, maybe even like Rush 2000, whatever the fuck, like
San Francisco Rush 2049.
Yeah, 2049.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm getting a Papa shot. I'm telling you, like a good Papa shot with a moving back four different levels.
Keep going with your fucking.
Okay. Oh my god!
Keep going with your ass, man.
Oh my god! I want it. Now. I just want to challenge you in Papa shot so bad. That's all fine. I can think about.
I mean, like I told you in advance, I would lose. Oh, you got that fucking Initial D Midnight Maximum Tune card.
I still have my tune card, dog.
Destroy somebody's life in Papa Shot. Well, yo, let's get out of here,
like
man.
I'm saying, I mean, I believe
Evo Zero.
You would be.
Let's get off this whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
It's been it's been really fun.
It's so much fun.
It's been a fun
it's
episode.
It's been pretty fun.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love it too, man.
Hey, fist bumps everywhere.
And hey, anybody out there who's listening, show, we love you too. We just put our fists together and made a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Triangle.
We pushed our dick heads together too. One of the strongest shapes in nature. Triangle.
Fetus Berry
Crunch. We made a Kurt Angle out of our fists.
Woo! Jason Jordan's Kurt Angle. yeah.
It's true.
It's damn true. We out. Find us at NIP Podcast, NIPPODCAST on Twitter.com. You can Google me. I'm Fetus Berry fucking Crunch.
Yeah, we also have shit on the old iTunes there.
We have, yes. We're available on iTunes.
Possibly, maybe, somewhere.
That one's confirmed. We are available on iTunes. We are also in the Google Play Store, is my understanding. Or not the Play Store, but the Google Store. You can also find us on supernerdland.com/series/NIP podcast.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff there, but hey, it's worth
it. Not a whole lot. I mean, not a whole lot, but it's, supernerdland.com. /series/NIP podcast. Maybe you already know.
And if you don't know, but now you never know.
If you don't mind, I ain't know. No.
I
ain't even making words anymore.
Hey, my name is Gums, 1/3 of Ugly Tarantino. If you want to look up Ugly Tarantino.
Yeah, Google
him. Google it.
You can't get this shit no more. It's sold out.
Sold out?
I mean, the album just sold out on undergroundhiphop.com.
Actually,
that's a big thing.
Deal.
But yeah. Some of the local record stores, this album, you magnificent bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And we got shows coming up, though. We got shows in Portland. We got shows in Seattle. We got shows all over your Pacific Northwest and probably down to the Bay Area soon.
Settle
just
for nothing less.
Yeah, eventually moving down east.
Just looked up blackboyawesome.com. You'll find all
that
out there.
Headed out to the least coast.
Gonna get it. Gotta get it.
And how about you, bud?
Oh, which bud?
Yeah, you want to do a thing?
Hey, motherfuckers.
Hey,
goddamn, thank you for fucking enjoying another motherfucking goddamn ecstatic. Stacking on ecstatic.
Oh, sure. An
ecstatic episode
of
Nothing in Particular. This is a dead end Twitter feed and all that jazz.
At
my wife dead again. There you go.
That's that shit.
Facebook.
Wayne
fucking Wayne Kirkland.
Dwayne Kirkland or Wayne?
Wayne. Okay. Wayne. Yeah. Guitarist from
I thought, yeah, like I thought we started with Dwayne Joygasm, and went over to Wayne, but yeah, Joygasm. Yeah.
Yo, nonetheless, y'all motherfuckers, goddamn, have a good night. Happy New Year, all motherfuckers. Goddamn,
good night,
enjoy
good
everything.
Day, whatever it is.
We'll see you again next time.
In 2018.
You'll hear us again. 2018.
Hate.
Bonk.